From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. At least 12 people were killed Wednesday in twin suicide bomb attacks in the northeastern Nigerian city of Maiduguri. VOA's Hausa service reports the explosion struck the Muno Garage area of Borno State Capital. At least one of the attackers was female, according to witnesses. Borno State Commissioner of Police Damon Chokwa says they entered the market, detonated the bombs, killing themselves and 10 others.
Almost about 48 others injured. And then the victims are in two hospitals responding to treatment.
Also Wednesday, two Americans and two Canadians reportedly were kidnapped in Kaduna State in central Nigeria while traveling to the capital city of Abuja. Arizona Republican Senator Jeff Flake addressed members of Congress Wednesday about the freedom of press.
The free press is the despot's enemy, which makes the free press the guardian of democracy. When a figure in power reflexively calls any press that doesn't suit him fake news, it is that person who should be the figure of suspicion, not the press.
Flake called slurs of fake news dubious at best. North and South Korea will form a joint women's ice hockey team to compete in the upcoming Olympic Games and will march under a united flag during the opening ceremony. The delegation will be some 550 strong from North Korea. And this is not the first time the two Koreas have fielded a joint team.